This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. Postal Service operations. The measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November's presidential election. Passage was 257 to 150 and came after heated debate. U.S. President Donald Trump had urged a no vote, calling concerns over mail delivery a hoax, and the White House says it will veto the bill if it passes the GOP-led Senate. More than two dozen Republicans broke with the president and backed legislation. Two tropical storms advanced across the Caribbean this weekend, threatening the U.S. Gulf Coast, one dumping rain on Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, while the other was pushing through the gap between Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and Cuba. Tropical storms Laura and Marco were both projected to approach Louisiana at or close to hurricane force just 2 days apart next week. A hurricane watch was issued for the New Orleans metro area as well, which was devastated by Hurricane Katrina in August 2005. Two hurricanes have never appeared in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time, according to records going back to at least 1900, says Colorado State University researcher Phil Klotzbach. He researches hurricanes. He added the last time two storms made landfall in the U.S. within 24 hours of one another was in 1933. And the world has hit another COVID-19 milestone, surpassing 800,000 deaths, with the United States and Brazil's combined total being well over a third. There are more than 23.1 million infections globally, with the United States, Brazil, and India together making up more than half of that. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.